Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I guess we'll start with the obvious. Is how do you feel getting in today, being around the guys again?
Well, I feel thankful. I feel great to be back and healthy. That's my biggest concern. And actually, I'm healthy now. I'm happy to be back and, you know, ready to roll.
What's it like now? No Marte, no McCutchen, you're the guy out there. Does it feel different coming in here?
I mean, I'm just trying to do the same, you know, trying to help the team win and stay healthy and play, you know, play hard and have fun. You know, that's the only thing I can control, you know. Just play hard, go there and try to help the team to get wins.
Does it feel like taking on more of a leadership for yourself, a role like that this year maybe?
Probably, but, you know, like I say, I just go there. If I do good, if I play hard, for sure the young guys they're gonna play hard. They already do, but you know, I don't look at it like oh I'm the leader or I'm not, you know, I just go there. If I play hard, I'm pretty sure they will, because you know we are here in the same, you know, in the same boat, and we're gonna go there and play hard every day.
What was your reaction, though, when you heard Starling was getting traded?
You know, he heard a little bit from me because, you know, he's like my brother, you know. And, you know, we spent so much time together, even, like, before I came to the big league. But, you know, it is what it is. It's something I can't control. You know, just keep in touch with him. He was my mama's birthday last weekend. Yeah, he was there, and we talked a little bit. And you know, but now I'm here. It's the only thing I control, like to be healthy and to go over there and play hard.
What was that conversation like, you know?
No, you know, like obviously I'm gonna miss him in the team, and that's pretty much it, you know, like we keep in touch. And he said, oh, I see you when you go there in Arizona, I see you over there, you know, but we're still, you know, same relationship, everything, but obviously I'm gonna miss him here, but like I said, can't control that. It is what it is. Here, whoever's here, you know, that's what we're gonna fight. You know, the people that are here, we're going together to fight anybody else over there trying to win, you know. That's my teammate, they are here. That's the people that I have to care, you know.
What have your initial interactions been like with Shelton?
Say that again.
With Derek, what are the initial interactions?
Oh yeah, I talked to him and early in January when I was here, doing rehab, we talk, and you know, you say, you know, man, whatever you got to say to me, whatever you want, what you think, you know, I say, man, we just got to go over there and try to win, just play hard and have fun. And he was like, that's the thing that I like. And I was like, yeah. So we match. So we match right away, you know, like, yeah, man, it's nothing crazy. Just go over there, play hard. You play hard. You give you 100% every day to the team, and whatever, if you need me, I'm here. He said right away, if you need me, I'm here, and we got no problem. And you know, just go, let's go and have fun, you know, and respect the game, play hard, and let's get some win.
How much better do you feel today than you felt a year ago when you came to camp?
Way better. Yeah. Last year it was like, you know, I didn't really know. That's my first ever surgery. You know, going through that, I was like, I didn't know how to, you know, adjust to that. But now I'm healthy. Now I'm like, I can tell you, I'm healthy. Like, right now we control. We can go here, whatever. I'm healthy right now. I'm very happy. I'm thankful that I'm healthy, and I'm here. You know, that's why I got here today. If I wouldn't be healthy, I would be here like 2-3 weeks ago, you know. But I'm healthy now, and I'm happy, man. I'm just happy to, you know, to have that feeling, back, you know, that confidence. And just thankful, man. Just thank God for everything. And everything happened for a reason, but now I'm good and I'm ready to roll.
When you say you're healthy, how's the arm? Like, where would you put it? I mean, how much different do you feel with the arm, especially throwing the ball?
I just feel good. Like, I can throw long throw, I can throw hard. No problem, no soreness, no nothing.
When did you stop the rehab program? Like, when did you finish, I guess, the rehab?
I mean, the rehab, yeah. You know, that was like, generally they took me out. I keep working on my shoulder every day. Every day I get a stretch. You know, sometimes I get a massage, soft tissue, all that. But I keep working on my shoulder, my strength, and obviously my mobility. That's the biggest thing. I keep working on that. But I feel good, bro. I feel like, you know, we're ready to play.
You said last year you probably felt like it came back a little early. Was making sure you were really healthy, you know, taking your time a priority this offseason?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. That's why, you know, I didn't take off season. I went straight up to therapy, and every day, the whole off season, even if I was in Dominican, if I was here, or if I'm down in Miami at the therapy, like from Monday to Saturday.
How hard was it to play last season at whatever percentage you were, knowing that you weren't fully healthy, knowing that you couldn't throw the ball like the way you wanted to, and, yeah, and then it affected your swing as well?
That was really hard, man. Like, to be honest, that was probably not a good idea to play like that, because obviously I couldn't help the team the way I wanted to. But no regrets, whatever I did, that's the past. I'm glad that I'm here today, healthy, that I can, you know, be me, just go over there and play.
Greg, at what point last year do you realize the shoulder just wasn't strong enough and that it was probably not a great idea to be playing?
Yeah, when, like, right after, you know, it started getting hot, mm-hmm. You know, started getting warm, I was like, I thought I was going to get better, you know, because obviously the cold weather is not good when you got surgery. So I was, you know, wondering, like, oh, when they get warmer, probably going to get better. But it didn't.
How much would it mean to you to play, I don't know, 140 games or 140, you know, just to be healthy the whole year and kind of see where your numbers would
Can you say that?
How much would it mean to you to just be able to stay healthy for the whole year and see what you're able to do on a baseball field? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's my goal. That's my big, like, my, you know, my main goal right now, you know, just to play. You know, the more I play, you know, for sure I'm going to get better and I can, you know, can help the team more, you know. So, yeah, that's right now. I just want to stay healthy and play 150, 140 games. Well, you know, but I just want to be, you know, play the whole season with Andrew, you know, for sure. That's meant a lot for me. That's meant a lot. And that's my goal. That's my main goal right now, to stay healthy. Obviously, if you're not healthy, you can do nothing else.
I'm sorry. How much thought have you put into an outfield with Brian Reynolds and you and Dyson kind of all together there? How much thought have you put into what the outfield like with Reynolds and Dyson and you together?
Oh, obviously, Reynolds is a great outfield. He's good. Dyson, he got incredible speed, and he's obviously good fielder too. You know, just gonna go over there, trying to catch everything. Yeah, now that I had to, I can do me, can play hard, and obviously those guys, they're gonna help me out there, and you know we're gonna hold accountable each other, and go play hard.
How much are you counting on or hoping that you can pick up where you left off in 2018? That you can have what was, I think, probably kind of a career year for you, that you can be that type of player again.
Yeah, that's why I work so hard in the offseason, you know, to be able, you know, to get that feeling and, you know, to have that confidence. And, you know, that's our spring training, you know, to get better, to, you know, to be ready and go over there. And, you know, if I'm healthy, if I got my confidence, and I go over there, and I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm gonna have a good year if I'm stay healthy. I'm just gonna go over there and work hard every day to do me and to do better every day, and just not to put, you know, to help the team.
Is there some payback for some of the guys who took advantage of your arm last year? Some people that you owe some debts to?
Yeah, for sure. But you know, obviously, that's not like I can not point one guy. You know, just obviously. Last year it was tough. It was just like fastball 92, 94 mile 4 hours, and I was missing it, you know, obviously, because my back end it was not working. So, you know, we're working really hard to get my shoulder the best I can, and like before the season or like even in the season, just to get strong and, you know, get that strong back and just that my hand, you know, the best speed.
But I mean, are you hoping to like send a message through one of these days, like, "Hey, I'm back"? Like, you know,
man. Like, just, when you start playing games, I just gonna go over there, you know, and just play hard. If I'm healthy, like I say, if I stay healthy for sure, you know, just gotta believe in me, you know, believe in my plan, and go over there and play hard, man.
Are you back to throwing as hard as you were before the surgery though? Because last year, obviously, you had the.
I'm trying pretty hard, but I'm not sure, you know, until like. I got here now, they're probably gonna measure me and test, but I'm trying very hard.
Okay. How much interaction have you had with the staff in reference to, like, you continue to work on your sliding and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm, you know, like, you see, last year I played, whatever game I played, I was good. I was sliding, running, I was doing everything. I got no problem with that. That's not in my mind anymore. Just gonna go over there and play hard. That's it.
I think you're the longest tenured pirate now.
Probably.
Is it kind of weird to look around and think 2015? Oh, you're the last guy here.
Yeah, we were talking that. Me and Suna, we were talking about that like 10 minutes ago. Wow. Only me, Starling, me and him.
Yeah.
If I can think, there's nobody else.
Just you from 15.
Yeah.
In the playoff team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. It was just me. Yeah, bro. It is what it is, man. I'm glad that I'm here.
Right.
I'm healthy, and I'll be able to play the game that I love, man. That's the only thing, you know, I'm grateful. Like, for today, I can control the past. I can control tomorrow. I can control today. I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm going to play, and I'm going to have some fun for sure. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.